questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
That's right. You have questions. Hopefully we have answers. This is Frank Sasso from the Who's Your Daddy Godcast with my beautiful wife, Christina. Say hi, Christina.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good.
A little sleepy?
A little sleepy.
Well, I know something that's going to wake you right up.
Mm.
Questions from the listeners.
Woo!
Podcasting themselves.
Yay.
Here with questions. Let's jump right in.
Right in.
With Elaine F.
Okay.
Love Bible or Bull Part Moo?
Ah.
Oh, she asks a hard thing. Do they ever let a listener be on the show? I would love to be in on the third one. How does that happen? Well, it doesn't.
Oh, wow. That's rough. Listen, I'm not even allowed to be on it, and I'm part of the podcast.
You're barely allowed to be on it when Keith and I are on.
Yeah, Keith is very territorial about that.
Yeah, no, that is. It's like a little weird. He does not allow that. We did it one time with Terrence Clark, and nothing against Brother Terrence. We love Brother Terrence.
Yes, and so does Keith.
He does. But it's just like, he goes, oh, I felt like we were like, you know, we were being, like, we had a proctor. We were sitting up straight. We were on our best behavior.
He didn't feel like he could let loose. Although we're trying to figure out some way of doing a listener something involved,
like a live podcast.
Live or interactive or something. Yeah. So hang on. It might not be Bible or Bull, but we'll try and work something out.
Well, if you tie Keith up.
Yeah.
And like drug him or something.
Tie him up. Gag him. Yeah. Okay.
Now we're going to have someone join us soon. Professor Bennett. Oh, Professor Bennett. Hello, my friends across the pond.
Yay! Hello!
Greetings again from Cambridge.
Cheers.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh.
I truly enjoyed B.O.B., not your uncle, LOL. Part two. Nobody gets that but you. Nobody gets that. B.O.B., he's referring to Bible or Bull.
Yes, I know.
But not your uncle.
Because Bob's your uncle.
Right. Listen. Google Bob's your uncle, English slang. I do not have the time tonight to get into this. Okay. Very funny, Professor Brennan.
Hello, how are you over there?
I truly enjoyed B.O.B., not your uncle, LOL, part two. And I thank you for my new moniker, Captain Britain.
Yes, that's what we call you.
I will be using these questions in my next go-round of classes here in England. Be encouraged. That was a great show. People can learn from it and be entertained, especially when Frank gets them wrong. Very funny. Yeah, right. Everybody likes it. We should do,
here's another idea.
Yes.
How about a Skype broadcast?
Oh, that's a good idea.
With him and his class.
That would be crazy.
That be crazy.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to put that out there.
I don't even know how it would work, but I like that idea.
We would have to be live. Well, he would Skype in the classroom.
Right.
And we would be on the phone.
Right.
And we would be playing Bible of Bullocks with him in his class.
Right.
And he'd be proctoring. He'd be the Keith Axum of the bunch.
Right. I don't know how Keith is going to feel about this.
Well, we don't have to tell him. He doesn't
have
to know about this.
No, he'd be so upset.
Okay. Flesh Killer 2884. Did the man who approached Keith and Frank want to know the Lord?
No.
No, not that I could tell. He wasn't into it.
You said he wanted to get away as soon as he could.
Yeah, he was moving. Next question. Promised? Really? My mom died when I was 13 of lung cancer. I'm 36 now. I still have a problem with you are promised tomorrow. My mom loved the Lord. I'm not trying to be argumentative. I just want to desperately understand this. I really like this podcast. Please help me understand.
That's a question that so many people have. And we have an answer. And again, I don't know your mom or what she, I know she loved the Lord, so we know where she is.
Right, she's in heaven.
We know she's in heaven. Right. We know she's you're gonna meet her again in heaven. We know that she is totally healed and having the time of her life.
Amen.
That doesn't mean you miss her any less here on earth. But right. you can be, have a rest and a peace knowing that you will be reunited again and that she is in a great place.
There's no question as to where she is.
Right.
But this person, I don't know if it's a male or female, is trying to reconcile the whole, well, if you promise tomorrow, well, why did she die when this person was 13 years old?
Okay. I don't want to offend you, and I don't want you to be hurt by this, but I want to be honest with you. So I preface all of that by saying that about your mom being in heaven and being in perfect happiness and glory. But that her dying at a young age was not God's best. And that was not God's plan for her life.
And that was not God's doing either.
And it was not God's doing.
Right.
The word says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And just like Frank and I, there's tons and tons of Christians out there that were very poorly educated on how the Lord works and how God works and his character. We were both brought up, you know, believing that God, you know, will punish you or, you know, take you out or your time, quote unquote, your time is up. I just had a very lengthy, not argument, but discussion with a girl at the nail salon who's a deacon in a church and, you know, telling me that, you know, her father got hit by a bus and, you know, that was, his number was up. And I'm like, no, that's not.
Your skin crawls when you hear that.
Yeah, that's not. And look, I don't want anyone to have, to be hurt by this, but I can't lie to you. So, that is not God. The devil has a plan too. Right. And his plan, as the word says, is to kill, steal, and destroy.
Right.
And the people who have big targets on them are people who are Christians, who love the Lord, who want to serve the Lord,
right.
who want to spread the gospel, who want to be active and do God's will.
We have big targets.
Right. Because people who aren't doing anything for the Lord don't pose a threat.
Right, sure.
But people who do, like, want to be actively serving God and changing the world for him, have a target on them. But the good news is we are protected.
Mm.
I would tell you to read Psalm 91, and that's Old Testament, but those promises are now, instead of God will protect you, God will provide for you, God will, he already has. So those promises are already in effect in your life. But if you don't know what your promises are,
right.
and you don't know what you're entitled to, and if you don't know what your benefits are,
sure.
then the devil can trick you and he can take you out.
Take you out, sure.
And you have to be speaking those promises every day. You have to have faith in those promises every day. You have to know and stand on those promises every day. Otherwise, the devil will deceive us and have us believe that we can get sick.
Right.
We can get cancer.
Right.
We can get hit by buses. We can get shot. We can blah, blah, blah. Millions and millions of ways that he could take us out.
Right.
So maybe your mom didn't know that. And that doesn't make her walk any less special or make her any less loved by the Lord. It just means that she just didn't know because she wasn't told.
Right.
As we were. I mean, we found out later in life too.
Right.
So.
And this is also coming from not knowing your mom and not knowing anything.
Yeah, we don't know anything about, you know, specifically what she believed and what she spoke over her life, what she read, how she was taught, what church she went to. We don't know any of that. But I know a lot of Christians that died before their time.
Yeah.
And if you listen to that podcast, which I'm assuming you did, which was prompted because of the pastor who got killed in a motorcycle accident. That was not God's best for him.
No doubt,
no question, he's in heaven and he is in glory and having a blast, but he leaves people behind who probably are wondering, how did this happen? He was a great guy. He was serving the Lord. He loved the Lord. And again, big target for the enemy.
Sure.
So know that God did not take your mom out. It was not her time. He didn't give her cancer to teach her something.
Number wasn't up.
It was the enemy. And the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy all of us.
Right.
So I hope that answers your question. I hope it gives you some peace.
Amen. I thought you explained it very well. Okay, Righteous Rouser asks, where in the Bible does it actually say that poverty is actually a curse? I don't see it. So wouldn't that make the answer bull? Okay, wait a minute. Actually, you know, he or she, I'm not sure. I believe Deuteronomy doesn't actually say poverty is a curse. Like, it doesn't actually say those words. However, the way the game is played is when Keith says something, I have to say whether or not there's evidence to support his statement, making it either Bible, meaning it back the Bible backs up, or it's just bull. It doesn't, it's not true. Mm-hmm. And, the Bible does say in the New Testament, 2 John, I believe, or 3 John, above all, I wish that you prosper. Well, prosper is the opposite of being impoverished.
I'm not sure if it's actually the words poverty is a curse, quote unquote.
Right.
But in the New Testament, it says that Jesus was made poor.
Right.
So that we would be made rich. Poor, meaning financially poor.
Right.
He was made financially poor on that cross so that we would be made rich. It also says anybody who's hung on the tree is cursed.
Is cursed.
He was cursed on that cross.
Right.
He was cursed with sin. He was cursed with poverty. He was cursed with dementia. He was cursed with all those things.
Diabetes, all that stuff.
Yeah, all those things. So one of them being poverty.
Right.
Also, back to Deuteronomy. It says in Deuteronomy, you know, if you, at that time, if you are obedient and you follow the law,
right,
you know, you will be blessed. If not, all these curses will come upon you. Now, if you look at the curses, poverty is in there. Here's why. Because your animals will die, your fields won't produce fruit,
right.
Your breadbasket will be empty. So what does that translate to in these days?
Well, sure, poverty. But they're saying, does it actually say poverty? Actually, poverty, the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they're asking.
I have to look that up.
Yeah, I did a seminar with Scott Newman. You remember Scott?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Called Poverty is a Curse.
Mm-hmm.
And in the promo video, I said, the Bible says poverty is a curse, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Right.
And then I checked it out, and at least the version I was reading didn't actually say poverty is a curse.
What did it say?
It said something along the lines, like you're saying, that we can equate to poverty.
Okay.
But the actual, and I think that's kind of where they're getting at here with this question. So
that's not a direct quote.
I don't believe it is.
Okay. Well, we check it out.
At least in the version I was reading, which was the Amplified.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not the Amplified. The NIV.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's some homework if anybody wants to.
Yeah, get on that,
check
people.
Check that out.
Captain Britain, that's something you can do. It's not just all about a game show. Next one. Poor and okay with it. I don't care if God wants me rich. Now what? Now what? Stay not rich.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Then stay poor. I don't know.
That's fine.
You're poor and okay with it. Why are you asking us?
Well, here's the thing. If you want to be poor, that's fabulous, I guess, for you, but for everyone else around you, like if there's a need, you're not the guy to go to.
Or the girl.
Or the girl to go to. Like the idea of being rich is that you're blessed so you can bless others. Like we were talking about being like billionaires and thinking about how much money is $1 billion.
Right.
And what could you do with $1 billion? I mean, you want to keep it all? I guess you could. You couldn't even spend it in a lifetime. But imagine how you can give it away. How much fun would that be?
Mm.
But hey, if you want to be broke and poor, that's fine with me.
Mm.
I don't care. Well, I do care, but hey, I can't care too much. What? What are you thinking?
No. I'm not thinking anything. I'm not thinking. The I know this person is not for real.
You think?
This person, the Lord just said to me, they're just throwing this question out. They're not, they're far from poor.
Well, it's not really a question, it's just a statement.
Now what? That's the question.
Oh,
I'm
now
I'm poor,
what?
I don't care if God wants me rich. Now what? Well, first of all, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now what? Hey, now what? I mean, I know the truth. You're not poor. And I know you wouldn't be okay with it, if you were. And you do care that God wants you rich because you are very rich in, with money. So I would hope that you'd be honest and come out with it and ask why you even asked this question. This person is very wealthy, the Lord's telling me.
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, how about sharing some of that wealth?
Yeah.
Then?
Yeah.
There you go.
Gotcha.
You can't put the wool over God's eyes.
That's funny. And I'm not saying that I'm God. I'm not. I'm far from being God. I'll never be God. Alright, Sandra I. Hey, typing in from Des Moines, Iowa.
Hey, Des Moines! Shout out to Des Moines!
Okay. Who is saying part moo? Please tell that person to stop saying it like that. So annoying. Is it the woman in the beginning? It made the hairs on my neck stand up each time. OMG.
I have to tell you, we had this conversation the other night, and Teresa Axum is in total agreement with you. She's like, I hate that voice. I hate that. Who is that? Who is that?
He's thinking it's Emily.
We should say, I want you all to guess whose voice that is.
Write it in for next month.
Yeah, we're not going to reveal it until next month.
And if you don't, we'll keep playing it.
Oh, no, not that voice.
Okay. Goshwan Flash. I was wondering why Frank or Keith didn't pursue the man who came to the car. Isn't it God's desire that all men be saved? Did they miss it there? Hey, I don't think we missed anything.
Well, first of all, you, just like Jesus didn't run after anybody. Okay.
Right.
Check that out. He never ran after anybody.
He really didn't.
He didn't. People ran after him. Now, Frank laid down the challenge. He said, hey, Jesus loves you. He's after you.
And that Jesus is looking for you.
Jesus is looking for you.
Right.
And the guy ran away. What was Frank supposed to do? Chase him and tackle him? That's not how we operate.
Yeah, really.
We have the prize.
We
as Christians, right. We have the prize.
Right.
The gift. We share it. We say in our lives, in our actions, in our words, we tell people what a great news it is. You don't want it. I'm not going to ram it down your throat.
Exactly right.
So.
Exactly right. Thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate that. Next from the Dwiddler. The Dwiddler. What does that mean?
I like that.
You like that? What does that mean to you?
I don't know.
The Dwiddler.
I like that.
I'm hoping to get this in on time. If it's on time, I want to wish Sister Christina a very happy birthday.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I heard on a podcast once that it's March 11th, but I'm not sure when they'll read this.
Wow. Thank you so much
for
remembering.
Well, we're reading it in time.
Yes. I appreciate that very much.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Okay. This next one is from someone named Frank, not me, but they talked about John G. Lake on the last episode. Did he really close down hospitals? Yes, he did.
What's the name of that book? I think it's called John G. Lake.
Yeah, it's upstairs.
Yes.
It's the one I talked about, actually.
Yes.
I talked to the Gloria Copeland put it together.
Yes.
It's a very thick book.
It's a thick book. It's interesting. It has lots of stories
and his
life story. He started off very sickly.
Yes, that's right.
As a young boy.
Amazing. So cool. Mm-hmm. What a great example of the anointing working.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is from Jesus Rockman.
Yeah.
Did the guy that came to the car get saved? I don't know. But I know he didn't get saved through me and Keith.
Well, here's the thing. I always feel like...
Like we didn't lead him to the Lord.
I feel like people encounter different, aspects of Jesus. And every one of those encounters is like a drop of water watering of some seed that had been planted.
Right.
And eventually somebody out there gets to harvest the seed. You know, but we all have a hand in it. You know, you might not see it here on the earth, the part that you played, but down the road, maybe when we get to heaven together, you get to see the people that you actually watered that seed.
Amen. I like this.
Now, maybe someone spoke to him the day before or the week before, the month before, someone actually shared the gospel with him. And now he was like running from God.
Yeah.
And then you come out with, hey, Jesus is looking for you. And that's like, was like, oh man, what's going on?
Right,
I'm
right,
being chased
exactly.
by these Christians.
Totally agree.
So.
Totally agree. All right. John W. Bible or bull question of my own.
Ah.
Okay, I'll ask this to you. I'll be Keith. Okay, pressure. Bible or bull?
Okay.
Now, your answer is Bible or bull. The statement that I make, I want to know, is there evidence in the Bible that will back this up? Ready? Okay.
Is it true or false? Okay.
Is it Bible or bull?
Bible.
Not true or false.
Got it.
No change in the method of the game.
Sorry.
Keith, calm down out there. I know you're listening. God only helps those who help themselves. Bible or bull? God only helps those who help themselves. Bible or bull? I'll cue the music.
I've heard this question before, and I always get confused. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I agree with Keith. It's either the Bible or Shakespeare. It's what? Like you don't know if Shakespeare
well, I need an answer.
Repeat the question.
God only helps those who help themselves.
Bull.
That is bull!
Yeah! Was that Shakespeare?
No, it's just a saying. God, let me tell you, if you could help yourself, you wouldn't need God.
True.
I mean, really.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, okay, John W., very good. Very good.
Oh, you almost stumped me
Ooh,
on that.
All right.
You get nervous. Like,
I'm telling you, oh! And then the music doesn't help.
Something like you think, yeah, I know that. And then you're like, oh, I don't like, know it.
Wait a minute, I don't know about this. All right. Benny6625. Does Frank really not like to lose in games? He hates
to lose.
Hate it. Okay. I don't like it.
Who likes to lose?
Yeah, who likes to lose? Except people getting participation trophies.
They don't even like that.
No, it does. It bothers me. It just bothers me. It's a thing. Whatever. I'm fine.
Let it go.
Tanya211. Happy anniversary to the godliest people on the internet.
Whoa.
How does Christina do it? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Love you, Brother Frank.
Aw, that's funny.
Yeah, you're adorable.
I love that people are so comfortable.
I know. What is that?
Well,
they
it's good.
Like just say what they want to me?
And you can.
Hey, I have a heart, you know?
Aw.
Okay.
Something reminded me. Oh, there's a story.
Yeah.
The story of Do You Want to Be a Millionaire, is that?
What are you talking about? The story of Do You Want to Be a Millionaire?
Is it? So you think you want to be a millionaire?
So you think you want to be, what are you talking about? Regis Philbin?
Yeah, what's that
Who
show?
Wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be?
Oh yeah, no, it's, so you think you want to be, maybe try it out, a millionaire once in a while?
That's another show. So you
I've never seen that show.
So you think you can dance.
Oh, so you think you can dance, you coupled it with the millionaire show.
Yes.
So you think you can dance with a millionaire?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you think you can dance with a millionaire.
I don't think I can.
The story of when you were my friend John's phone a friend.
All right, her friend John was on the actual show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh my goodness.
And here's what I did.
You begged him.
I begged him to be his lifeline.
Phone a friend, yeah.
It's not. Is it phone a friend? I don't think it's called phone a friend.
What's one of your?
It was one of his lifelines. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a 50-50. You could ask the audience, poll the audience,
phone a friend.
Or you. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. You could phone a friend, and I was I was one of three.
Right.
And I got picked. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was on Google. I was waiting for ABC to call. ABC calls Meredith Vieira.
You were not nice to Meredith Vieira.
She says, "Hi, Frank. This is Meredith Vieira from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. How you doing?" And I said, "Meredith." And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Is it Regis's day off?"
Ha ha. So funny.
Anyway, she said, "I have your friend Mr. B here, and he has a question to answer. He asks me a question." Mm-hmm. Something about the solar winds or something. So I Google it, and I've been practicing like all day.
Mm-hmm.
How long it takes. It took like maybe 7 seconds to get the answer. I had 30 seconds mm-hmm. to answer the question. So I said, oh, it's C. You know, multiple choice, whatever, A, B, C, D. I said, it's C. And John says, are you sure? I said, yes. He said, are you positive? I said, I'm positive.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, okay, thanks. And then you don't hear anything for like, months. Oh my God, I wonder what happened. You know, I'm thinking, wow, did he go all the way? Because you don't know. It's taped.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not allowed to talk and no one knows anything.
Right.
Well, I was wrong.
So how much did he lose?
I think he was up to 16,000.
Wow. And he's still your friend.
And he went home with $1,000, I think.
And he was very much a good, he wasn't a sore loser.
Not at all.
He was very gracious.
I would have screamed my head off.
Yeah. That's why I bring that up, because Frank hates to lose. He would have been mad. He would have been punching things.
Oh, my goodness.
And John was so gracious.
He was so cool.
He's like, yeah, you know, I went in there with nothing. I came out with $1,000. It's great. Blah, 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 blah. And it was the way the question was worded.
It was a weird.
Because they probably figure people are going to go on Google and they go, blah, 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 blah. And you did.
Yeah, but at the time, Google wasn't as used as much as it is now. You know what I mean? It wasn't like people, you know, using it on game shows. It wasn't there yet.
Well, that's the story. Anyway.
Anyway.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. This is from Save Him, and then a bunch of numbers. I admire that Frank mentioned the name of Jesus to the gentleman who went over to them. Kudos, Frank. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Okay. Vim. This is from Vim Vim. Mm-hmm. V-I-M-V-I-M. Mm-hmm. How do the points in that game show work? I was so confused. At one point, Frank was at 38 points. Ugh, that drove me crazy, LOL.
Yeah, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to those points.
The points are whatever we feel they should be at the moment.
So one minute they're like 10, and the next they're
And you get a bonus, you get 30 points, and then like you lose all your points.
Okay.
And then you get 1,000 points.
So there's no rules, and there's no...
It's whatever we think they should be at the time.
All right. Okay.
Diane. I want to hear the Bible. This is all like Bible of Bull.
That was a hit, I guess.
Diane, I want to hear the Bible of Bull episode that never aired. Why was it not airable? Because it was horrible.
Oh, why? What?
Because I was trying to do the role of Keith.
Oh.
And Keith was being Keith. Mm. And it was just these two deadpan personalities horribly clashing and not working.
So that's when you realize that Keith should always be the moderator. And you should always be the contestant.
Yeah, me and podcast, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, because it was absolutely horrible.
Okay.
Horrible.
You should air it just as a goof.
Well, I told Keith, I said on this episode, I said that we should, as number part three, we should air that one and commentate.
Mm.
You know?
Right.
While it's playing. Like, keep pausing it and talking about it.
Right.
And then make that the show.
So that would be good.
Him and I are answering him and I. Right. Deadpan him and I it's are like answering.
Your doubles.
Right, yeah.
Gotcha.
George. My car broke down and I had to wait for service to come in the rain in the car for over an hour. Thank God my girlfriend and I were able to listen to Bible of Bull Part 2 because it made the wait actually enjoyable.
Oh, wow. That's
I have cool. never heard my girlfriend laugh like that in the 3 years I know her. And she got so much out of it, we both did. Thank you, WYD.
That's great.
That's cool.
Thank you.
All right, this is a...
We're glad we could help you out. Those are terrible, those weights. When you're sitting there like, what do we do for an hour?
We're glad we didn't zonk you. We didn't zonk you guys out like you
said. Yeah, we took a big long nap.
All right, this is a testimony.
Okay. I love testimonies.
From Grandmaster Blaster Saint.
Ooh.
Hey, I got to lead my hard-hearted boss to the Lord on Thursday.
Wow.
All right.
We love that.
Here's his story.
Okay.
I was working overtime at work, and I had Keith and Frank playing the Bible of Bull game in my office. Oh, he had that playing in his office. Okay. My boss came in and asked me what the blankety-blank I was listening to, and I told him, and he walked out. Later on, when I was leaving, he called me into his office, and after about 45 minutes of telling me his sad story of his life, he confessed that he was cracking up laughing listening to Keith and Frank in his office.
Oh, wow.
That's... What is that? And meanwhile, he's liking it.
Oh, I love that.
I told him I was going to introduce him to the Lord right then and there, and he said, please do.
Ooh!
I did. He came to my church with me on Sunday. That's all. Amen.
And no, that's
short and sweet.
I love that he told him, listen, I'm introducing you to the Lord, and you just shut up.
Yeah, he didn't ask him.
And he was like, okay.
He told him, okay, please do,
he says. You know, the harvest is ripe, people are ready.
That's right.
They're ready.
That's right. Go pluck them.
Pluck them.
Sadie K. Okay, Sadie. Okay, here we go. Frank can seem pretty harsh and irrelevant. No, I'm sorry. Frank,
All right, read it.
All right, correctly. Here we go again.
Start again.
Here we go. Frank can seem pretty harsh and irreverent with Keith at times. I think irrelevant made more sense. No. Does Keith ever get offended? Is their relationship an act? Oh, yeah. It's a total act.
It is not.
We actually hate each other.
I promise you.
Keith ever get offended? Let me tell you.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I forgot what the name of the person. Is it a girl?
Sadie.
Okay. This is something I have learned, that men's friendships are different than women's friendships. Men talk to each other totally different when they're friends than women talk to each other. If you and I were really, really close friends and we talked like Keith and Frank did, you would get hurt, you would cry, I would be offended. There would be time when we couldn't talk to each other. It would be a mess.
Mm.
But guys are, they just, I don't know why they're okay. They insult each other. They punch each other. Yeah. They, you know, rank out each other.
This is funny.
Girls just don't do that. We don't. Huh. I don't really think I can ever think of a time where
I ever
did that.
To a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or even a guy friend. And
ever did it and, like, wanted to keep the friendship. Like, well, I'm sure there were times, yes, I know there were times when I, you know.
Yeah. I'm thinking of
yeah, but then that was the end of the friendship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm at the end of my rope. All right.
So, yes, it's a real friendship, and they do insult each other and goof on each other.
Totally.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Hmm. Sometimes I call him Grandpa sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we do. Whatever. Don't worry about it, Sadie. We're fine. Everybody's okay. Yeah, I guess I seem pretty hard. But you should hear the way he talks to me, too.
Aw, poor thing.
All right, this next question is from Unyielding Member. Okay. I don't know if this is... Oh, sorry. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if this is a woman or a guy. Listen to the way it's worded. As a woman, will Christina be upset if there isn't sex in heaven? You're going to be upset if when you go to heaven there's no sex? Wait, that's such a weird question on so many levels.
I don't think there's any upset in heaven. All right? I don't think you get to heaven and are disappointed about anything. So... No, I don't think I'm going to be upset about anything.
Is this person saying as a woman, meaning she's asking as a woman?
I think
are you going to be upset? Or as a woman, meaning Christina, will she be upset?
I think as a woman representing a woman, would I be upset? Because apparently I think men have different opinions about sex on earth or in heaven. But I would think the question is for a woman. So that being said, I'm going to say... No, I'm not going to be disappointed or upset because you can't be disappointed or upset in heaven.
Would you be surprised? Let's not say upset. Would you be surprised if there was no sex in heaven?
No. I'm not expecting there to be.
Yeah, I don't believe there is anywhere either, as a man.
Okay.
And no, I wouldn't be upset either, if you were asking. Anyway. Fiona D. Oh, I love someone who does their homework. Fiona, I love you already. At 33 minutes and 41 seconds, the man that approached Frank and Keith in the car called them some men with puny brains.
Oh, man. I didn't hear that.
I heard it. I did hear it. And Keith didn't hear it either.
I know. None of us heard it except for you.
Was that guy put up to it to go where Frank and Keith were to knock on the door? I don't believe he was put up to it.
How would he know?
By who? It was 6:30 in the... It was 7 o'clock in the morning.
Plus, nobody knew except Keith.
Keith, you hear that? Go to 33 minutes and 41 seconds. The guy, as he was walking away, he said, some men with puny brains. All right. I wasn't hearing things. I thought he said that the other night.
Yeah. Frank said that the other night to us. And I'm like, I didn't hear that at all. And Keith didn't hear
it either.
And Teresa didn't hear it either.
No one heard it. 33:41. It says it right here. Thank you, Fiona. I'm not going nuts. Okay. Maybe me and Fiona are the only two people
that heard it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The last question.
Oh.
Two questions. Number one.
I'm always sad when it this comes to an end.
I know. It's like all the energy seeps out of the room.
I like it.
Michelle wants to know, number one, is Christina going to have her own show just for women? That's the second person that's basically asked this. And one, the first person wasn't even a listener. Well, they were a listener, but we know them personally.
I want to say yes, but I don't want to commit right now because I don't want to say yes, I'm going to do it next week. And then next week comes and I don't do it. So I don't like to make a commitment to things unless I know I can really carry it out.
Right.
Full force. Okay. So yes, I would say yes. When, I can't tell you.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Things are a little bit busy right now.
Yes. Very much.
For reasons, I'm not going to get into, but nothing terrible. It's just.
I do see you doing your own show. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to do a lot of traveling, during the week.
Oh.
Not traveling on a plane.
I think I have to do a lot of traveling for this show.
No.
I'm going to do it.
I'm saying I have to do, like, right now, the way my week goes is I have to travel a lot in the car.
Right.
And back and forth to different places and then do stuff when I get to those places. So, when I get home, then I get to do stuff that I have to do at home. So it's just, anyway.
Right.
Not right now.
Right.
But yes, okay. In the future. There you go.
And the second question is, what is the gorilla story?
Okay. Is that how we're going to end this thing?
Yes, we are, and I'm not going to say a word. So you have the floor. The Gorilla Story by Christina Sasson. True story.
Okay. True story. This is before Frank and I were married. We were just friends at the time. A bunch of friends went to a carnival at Meadowlands Arena in some month in the summer. So we go to this carnival, they have rides, all that stuff, and they had these attractions, like really ridiculous attractions. For example, you pay $1 and you get to see this crazy fish with fur, and it looked like someone glued on some fur onto a dead fish. Okay, you get to see the headless woman, which was a girl sitting in a chair with a handkerchief covering her head. Okay, so this... are so bad. Hysterical. So another one of the attractions was come and see the woman change into a gorilla right before your eyes. Oh, God. I don't want to waste $1 on the... $1. I don't even want to waste $1 on this. Oh, come on. Let's go see it. Let's go see it. So we go into the tent, and there's a girl in acid-washed... denim skirt. It was the 80s. Okay, so it was the 80s, big hair and everything, sitting on a stool on the stage. We go in. Everyone comes in. Now, there are people in there, big guys, big burly guys. It looked like a basketball team came in there. Big, manly, burly guys, women with baby carriages, and all of us. Frank's thinking this is going to be fabulous. Frank loves this stuff. That's why we were at South of the Border this year. Because I would never have gone there on my own. But Frank loves that. So here we are. We walk in. It's dark. It's the girls on stage. And now there's a guy on the side with a microphone and a pith helmet. Look it up. It's like a safari helmet. And he starts saying, oh, come on in. Come in. Come in. See the girl change into a gorilla. It's amazing. She transforms right before your eyes. Come and see the gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. I don't know why he kept saying that. So then. All right. Now we're all in there. Oh, do not worry. She's completely under my power. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Go back in time. Think of your prehistoric, primeval times when you roamed the jungle as a gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. So as we're standing there, very clearly, in my opinion, you can see a scrim or a, kind of like a screen, and the girl starts to go out of focus or out of clarity, and a guy or girl in a gorilla suit in a cage So apparently he changed the stool into a cage as well. Nobody thought of that. She was sitting on a stool, and now she's in a cage. Where'd the cage come from? All right, so now the gorilla is coming into view. Do not panic, anyone. Do not be afraid. I have complete control. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Go back in time. Okay, she's completely into my power. So now the gorilla is completely being seen, and the girl has disappeared behind the curtain. And now there's a person in a gorilla suit. Bad gorilla suit. And jumping around in the cage. Do not be frightened. Do not be frightened. It's quite all right. It's very secure. Gorilla, gorilla, calm down, gorilla. And then the gorilla comes to the front of the cage and is, you know, holding on to the bars. And gorilla, get back, get back, get back, away from the bars. Get back, gorilla, 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 get back, get back. Do not panic, anyone. And then all of a sudden, the cage falls forward, the lights go out, and I am flat on my back, looking up at the ceiling. And the first pair of legs I see going over my head are Frank's legs. And I know because I recognize those pants. I literally could not get up. People were running out of this tent like maniacs. I couldn't believe it. And now remember, the guys that were in there, these huge, burly basketball team, giant guys, fled. Like, knocked me over. Frank, everyone, just knocked me on my back and literally jumped over me. Nobody stepped on me. And I kept trying to get up and no one cared. They were just running for their lives. So when everyone finally dispersed, the tent is empty. The guy with the pith helmet comes over to me and is like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, I'm all right. He helps me up. People left their baby carriages there. Okay, they took their child, thank God. But they left. Like, are they kidding me? I couldn't believe it. It's like they fell for this? Deserted. Not one person in there except the guy with the pith helmet and me. I leave the tent. Frank is about a mile down the fairway, hiding behind a pole. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. You're afraid of the guy in the gorilla suit? Are you serious? And that is the gorilla story. Did I leave anything out?
When the cage came down.
It made a loud noise.
And the lights, it was timed perfectly.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And when I ran out, when I looked back,
yes.
I was expecting to see more people pouring out of there and a gorilla chasing them not far behind.
There was no gorilla. There was no gorilla.
I'm just telling you what I expected to see.
Oh, you actually looked back.
Well, I looked back once I stopped.
Did you look back to check if I was okay?
I figured you were right behind me.
I was not going to run from that. I wasn't frightened. I was laughing until I ended up on my back. And then I was very surprised. I was really shocked. Because I had always wondered.
Hmm.
This is a question I always had. How people could get trampled.
Uh-huh.
Like, how the heck do you get trampled? Just get up. Like, what are you laying there for?
Why didn't you get up?
You can't get up. I couldn't get up. People wouldn't let me get up. They just kept running over me.
What could you were on your back?
Yes.
Could you have, while you were on the floor, could you have turned
I
on the floor and
not
then get
move.
Up that way and move with
I
the crowd?
I could not move. It's like all I could do was like cover my face and my chest and my head with my hands. It was crazy.
Two parts of that story that I always lose it is when you say, I don't know why you kept saying gorilla, gorilla, gorilla.
Yes, that's the part that really sticks in my head. I'm like, why does he keep saying it like that? Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Get back in the cage.
And then when you go, and then the guy with the pin helmet came over to see if I was okay.
Ay, ay, ay. How much money did they make that night? Well, there must have been about, what, 20 people in that tent?
Oh, it felt like there were hundreds.
No, there weren't hundreds. Hundreds? No. No. There was not hundreds.
I said it felt like there were hundreds.
Okay, yeah. There was about maybe 20.
And we were in the back?
I remember there were people in front of us and there were people behind us. So we were kind of in the
So mid. The legs just kept coming?
Yeah, it just felt like forever. I'm like, oh my goodness.
They fled.
Yes.
Fled.
I mean, left their property behind. Left everything behind.
Didn't you say at one point you saw a baby carriage on its side with the wheel spinning?
Oh, God. That was crazy.
So that is the gorilla story. Finally, it was the first time we ever recorded that.
Yes. So now I never have to tell it again.
Can say, if you want to hear it, you can go to this episode.
There you go.
Go to the last question. That's the gorilla story right there.
All right.
So with that, remember this. We love you.
Yes.
God loves you.
Yes.
And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.